Happy Cinco de Mayo. And we've got the Cinco de Menu recipes for you, including several
so
new
good.
Ones at MurphySamAndJody.com. Yep, that's delicious. We're starting off things today with Sam's Music News, brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Going to get you all set for the coronation tomorrow. The Brits are bringing Take That. Steve Winwood, he is going to be there for us.
Good.
And a couple other folks I don't recognize.
Oh, right.
Well, no, there's some names. It's like, I don't recognize these people. I mean, it's not Ed Sheeran and, you know, Harry. They all turned them down.
I know it. Okay.
But at least the Americans are coming through with Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. And Nicole Scherzinger.
Hey, okay. That's okay.
There's
that's
also going to be a 300-person coronation choir. That's going to be some live and some virtual.
Wow.
300 people from around the whole Commonwealth. Different backgrounds, different ethnicities, all that kind of stuff.
That's
they're
going to
sing. Steve Winwood, by the way, is going to play with them.
What a day in his life, Charles,
mm-hmm.
King Charles. Like,
also,
hope he didn't feel bad.
There is going to be a couple of video messages. Well, by the way, Tom Cruise is going to be there, too. He's got something to do with the music. And some video messages from Bear Grylls and one Sir Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Sorry I couldn't be there, but check out this video.
That's big.
And a famous make-believe bear is going to be there. Not Paddington this time. It's going to be another bear.
I can see you're going to be rather feisty today.
I am now.
I looked it up. A.A. Milne was British, so.
That's wonderful.
I guess Pooh is technically a British bear.
Pooh will be there in what form? Like a...
I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, making an appearance.
Sort of cat costume that you see at a birthday party, right? Like...
Walking up on the stage, giving the king a big hug.
Hey, everybody, it's Paddington. Pooh, it's Pooh.
Everybody knows Pooh.
And this is Ed Sheeran Weekend, I guess. His new album is out today, Subtract. And also on Disney Plus, Ed Sheeran, The Sum of It All, is now on there. All four episodes, Love, Loss, Focus, and Balance. I've already watched Love. It's very good. Tells how he and his girlfriend met. And he talks about this song, too.
I remember writing Perfect in a basement in London. And it was the first few weeks of us dating. Mm. And I remember getting the... just having the melody and feeling like goosebumps writing it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's on Disney Plus. By the way, he's going to be on Idol this Sunday too. Don't forget.
He's filling in.
Filling in for Lionel and Katie.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, it's Grateful Friday. We would love to know about the little and big things you are grateful for right now. It's Grateful Friday, a day we like to hear from you about the little and big things going on in your life that you are grateful for. 877-310-4MSJ to join us for that.
Social media connect.
Also online from our Facebook page, Jose says, hey guys.
Hey.
Every
Hi,
single day I listen to you guys. You make my day with your comments and jokes. I live in Orlando. Great camaraderie you all have. I was born and raised in El Salvador and moved with my family to the U.S. in 2003. Keep doing a great job. Grateful that you make me laugh every day.
Well, thank you, Jose.
Nice.
It's very nice.
So sweet. Also coming in from Tim. Just want to say how much I love listening to the show on the podcast from Milan, Italy, where I work. Your show gives me a taste of home as I work. Love it. Keep it coming. We want to hear more about what you do in Italy, Tim.
Yeah, speaking of taste of home, how's the pizza in Milan? Yeah.
The food is incredible everywhere in Italy.
You know, when anybody does have to leave home for work like that, though, it is kind of cool that the things you're used to at home, what you wake up with or whatever, you can take with you.
It's comfort.
Yeah.
It feels like comfort. And to answer your question, Sam, every single friend I have who's ever been to Italy, they come back raving about the food, then the sights. Food first.
Not surprising, right?
No.
I got one from Elizabeth here. It says, Jody! When you were talking about advice to your younger self, you said, follow your heart, but take your brain.
That's right.
I love this. I'm a mother of two teenagers, and I'm also a youth group leader. I may have to use this as one of our handouts or posters.
Cool.
Thank you all for sharing your day with us.
Sweet. Thank you for that. Yeah. Follow your heart, but take your brain along. Don't just make emotional decisions.
Yeah.
Think about things. That's my piece of advice. And by the way, that quote or whatever, I've read that somewhere. That's not an original Jodyism.
Oh,
I read that somewhere a long time.
Who's responsible?
And it spoke to me. You know, follow your heart, take your brain too.
I don't know. I say Mother Teresa.
Is that you're guessing?
No, everybody says Mother Teresa is responsible for all those, you know, upbeat quotes. So let's give it to her.
Credit where credit is due. Okay, Grateful Friday.
Powered online by Swiffer Sweeper.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
I'm going to tell you where to look for Prince Harry at that coronation tomorrow morning.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Coming up tomorrow, if you'd like to start your weekend with some royal subjects. King Charles is coronation. He's being coronated tomorrow. And so the question being on a lot of our brains and hearts, where's Harry going to be? Where will Prince Harry fit into all of this? Because we know he's going to be there. And the king is reportedly happy that his youngest son will be there. Although Harry will have no part in the ceremony is what we're hearing.
Wow.
Prince William will swear the traditional allegiance to his father, to King Charles, followed by like the archbishop and all this. Mm-hmm. That's traditional and that's what's expected. And normally, Harry would have done the same right beside or right after William. However, whatever, rewind to two years ago, and he wanted to separate from the family, and they were like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. he shows up at the Abbey. Let's see the list. Harry, no, I don't see you. Sorry.
To put it like
Can
Sam,
you give me a last name?
To put it like Sam said, just look for the redhead in the back row, because that's where Harry will be at the ceremony, and the word is they're expecting him to leave immediately after.
Yeah.
If you want to watch it, Good Morning America is on the ground at the event with Michael Strahan and some others, but you can watch it, CBS, CNN, Fox News, all of that, NBC, everybody's got it, but ABC will actually be there.
Up next,
Sam is the food dude.
Lay's is laying some new flavors on us. Murphy, you're going to love one of these too.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
Going to start on the chip aisle today. Lay's has dropped three new chips on us.
Okay.
Lay's BLT sandwich, which is a bacon and tomato and stuff.
That would probably taste good.
They've done that one before.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm glad that's back.
Baked Lay's buffalo chicken sandwich. Mm. It's actually baked Lay's, so
okay.
That means you can eat a whole bag without gaining weight.
That's not true. That's not what that means. But the baked Lay's, they need some really wow flavors.
Yeah, they got barbecue, and that's kind of...
Yeah, they need.
Yeah. And also, Murphy, just for you, Lay's wavy Cuban sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good.
The flavors of pork and cheddar cheese.
Yeah. What's the matter, Jody? You don't think it'll taste just
pork
like a Cuban?
Pork flavor on a chip? I don't know.
They can make a chip taste like anything nowadays.
You're right.
Kettle Brand Chips has now got one called Special Sauce.
That is a great flavor.
You don't know what the special sauce is.
Yes, I do.
No, it's not McDonald's.
Some sort of ketchup-y mayo surprise. That's what it is.
It's barbecue, honey mustard, and ketchup.
Okay.
That's the special sauce.
I had one.
You know Entman's, the ones that do all those pastries and danishes at the grocery? They're branching off into ice cream now.
Mm.
Like chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich and a chocolate chip and brownie ice cream sandwich.
Wow.
Is this going to taste like their pastries?
I don't know. It's going to taste like ice cream. Yum. Lipton is getting into the hard tea game.
Oh, man, so many hard beverages.
Yeah, they're having lemon, peach, half and half, which is tea and lemon.
Yes.
Half and half. And I guess they can't call it an Arnold Palmer without paying the estate.
Right.
And strawberry.
Mm.
Here's the one that has my head scratching. It's some new menu items at Outback Steakhouse.
Okay.
The loaded bloomin' onion. You know what a bloomin' onion is, right?
Yeah, that actually sounds good, wherever this is
going. Hold on here. You know what the Aussie cheese fries are, right?
Yes.
Well, the fries with the cheese and the bacon on it?
Yes.
The loaded bloomin' onion, they put the Aussie cheese fries on top of a bloomin' onion.
So you have to eat the fries to get to the onion?
It's probably all messed up together. That sounds really good.
It's fried stuff on top of fried stuff with sauce.
Yeah, why are you scratching your head? What's not to like about that entire thing? Nothing. It's
all
good.
You guys need to go to lunch.
And they have a new Tim Tam brownie cake.
Ooh, there you go. Straight from down under.
Yeah, right.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Google is working on something that will let you get rid of passwords and instead use pass keys. What does that mean? They're ready to offer pass keys where you use a PIN, your fingerprint, or a face scan instead of a unique password.
No more remembering
passwords.
You don't
have to remember it. You can use them on iPhones, Macs, Windows, and of course, Android. So when you hear about pass keys coming from Google, that's what they're working on to make our lives easier, hopefully. Number two, Americans are spending the most money of their budgets monthly on groceries now. It used to be bills. Groceries is at the top. And if you've been to the grocery store recently, you know why.
Yeah.
Everything is more expensive.
All those new Reese's peanut butter cups.
It's not that. Oh. It's the basics. Oh. But it's that too.
Yeah, the basics.
It teaches you to be more, I don't know, it's smarter with what you spend and then how you use all of that to feed your family. And number three, you'll love this. I know it was hard for you to let go of Star Wars Day yesterday. Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, wants May the 4th to become Carrie Fisher Day in honor of the actress who played Princess Leia. I know.
I get it. I understand. She got the star yesterday.
She did.
No.
Posthumously awarded her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He was there for it, by the way.
That's lovely. I think it'll always be Star Wars Day, May the 4th. He wants the Carrie Fisher Day. We shall see.
Three things for you to know today.
Time for Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week, brought to you by Swiffer Sweeper.
Number five.
Pedro Pascal, we know him as The Mandalorian.
I'm going to Mandalore.
He's so great. He's in talks to be a part of the Ridley Scott upcoming Gladiator sequel. And we know Denzel Washington is going to be in that movie already. He's already said, I'm in. So if Pedro Pascal, keep it coming. Yeah. We want that.
Number four.
Netflix announced that the Monster anthology series is getting in. Now, the first one was the scary, super scary series about Jeffrey Dahmer.
You're just like my mom.
Remember? That's not going to be the only one. Monster, the second one is coming. The second season will be about the Menendez brothers.
Remember I forgot them? About them,
Beverly Hills brothers in the 90s who killed their parents.
Right.
That's the second season. Look for it late this year or early next.
Number three.
Got an update on Jamie Foxx. A big update this week from him. He shared finally in a public statement on his Instagram page that he's okay. He appreciates all the love. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks and nobody really knew what or why. And still, he didn't elaborate on why he was there. But he just said, look, I'm feeling blessed and better. The show that he's currently the host of, Beat Shazam, season 6 starts soon.
Try to beat Shazam with one more song.
He will not be working, though, right now as he recovers. Nick Cannon is filling in for him.
Oh. Number two.
This is big news from the life and world of Taylor Swift. Not only is she playing Nashville shows this weekend on her Eras tour, and she broke up and we announced to the world, 2 weeks ago that she and Joe Alwyn broke up, but it is like released this week that she's dating again, madly in love with is the word we're getting, the 1975 frontman Matty Healy. They dated briefly for 10 years ago, rather.
Whoa!
10 years ago, and it just didn't work out, but it's working out now.
Huh.
Fans were expecting her to maybe mention him this weekend, or maybe he'll be there on the Eras tour.
Number one.
The Kevin Costner news. It's personal and professional.
I, John Dutton,
do
solemnly swear.
You are. The professional news is that we're getting word he's not going to be coming back to Yellowstone after season 5. And there's no word on when they're going to finally finish filming the second half of season 5.
Yeah.
And the other part of that rumor is that he may be killed off. The personal news is that his wife filed for divorce from him this week, and he was blindsided by it. He had no idea it was coming, but he had a really solid prenup because the last time he got divorced, he owed her $80 million.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
877-310-4MSJ. Love to hear from you. And Kathy, we're coming to you next.
Sam, you left your lightsaber at your desk.
Hope nobody got hurt.
Nerd alert.
Yesterday was May the 4th.
Yeah. Be with you. Okay.
Today is May the 5th.
It's Cinco de Mayo. And speaking of it, our Cinco de menu recipes online for you. We're happy about those and proud of them. MurphySamAndJody.com. Lisa had specifically asked for your Murfarita, Murphy.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
It's a good recipe for our freshly made margarita.
And we also have some new ones up there. Sam has added a
Smash Burger Taco.
Which is a really cool. I want to have one of those today. Also, love to hear from you, 877-310-4MSJ. What's going on, Kathy?
Oh, well, I'm a teacher here, math teacher, and I want to wish all my AP statistics students that are taking their College Board test today, may the fours be with you.
There you go.
Yeah. They're going to be graduating in about 3 weeks, and today is a special day.
Yes,
well, based
is.
On these statistics, how many of those kids are going to pass?
All of them.
Ah,
yes.
Hey.
That's the way.
I just love your show. And
well, thank you.
I wanted to tell you that there's another reason that today is special.
At this time of the year, it's probably really hard to sort of corral high school seniors. Aren't they just they're already gone in their hearts?
It's like herding cats.
Yeah, I know. Today's our Phoebe's last day of school.
They're in a very difficult position. They're looking forward, and we're still trying to treat them like high school kids.
Right. It's one of the biggest shifts in life. It's one of the biggest changes, one of the biggest pivotal times. It really is something special.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck to all of your seniors today, and thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you.
It is a special day, and I know there were a lot of seniors who had yesterday as the last day, too, so I guess it depends on
it's the school
where
for
you
sure.
are, but that's a super special, kind of a weird day, too, because you realize that's it.
Yeah, also, it's the taking the serious test at right before you're, you know, at so close to the end.
Yeah, especially when you've been in that I'm out of here mindset. Wait, before you go.
Here's something really hard.
Yeah.
All right, congrats to the class of 2023. 877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
Big news that a jury found Ed Sheeran not liable for copyright infringement on his mega hit beautiful song, Thinking Out Loud.
So honey, now.
It took them less than 3 hours to deliberate and saying, look, he didn't steal any of the elements. And the accusation was that he stole elements from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
I think this trial is probably going to go a long way to hopefully dampening some of these frivolous lawsuits.
I know.
And I'm not saying this lawsuit was frivolous. You know, the daughter had an issue. But Ed... didn't just pay it off and be done with it. He got up there
and
he explained exactly how music is made.
Right. How many, how many chances and opportunities there are for things to sound similar.
You got 12 notes. They're going to sound the same at some point.
Sometimes. And you're not ripping off anyone. He even played on the stand at one point. He also said, and this is a big statement, that if he were to have been found guilty for this, he would have stepped away from music.
Yeah.
He was so shaken by all of this. Like, you could literally... Here was his quote. I'm just a guy... This is after the trial. I'm just a guy with a guitar who loves writing music for people to enjoy. I am not and will never allow myself to be a piggy bank for anyone to shake.
Wow.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
All the feelings surrounding not just the last day of school, but the last day of high school. A lot of kids, today is their last day of high school. If you're a high school senior, you know, you may get out early. And today is definitely... Phoebe's, our youngest, her last day of high school.
It is.
Today's the day, and it's a half day. She's getting a half day. When are your twins' last day, Sam?
Maddie's is today, but she has her senior exams next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Parker's not last day is Wednesday.
Right. It's just different. It fluctuates. Yeah. I realize there's so much. I mean, you know, when you're a kid and you embark on high school and you're new, 4 years seems like a mountain to climb. And then, but in the grand scheme of life, 4 years is a blip, you know, but it's a hard one thing. Any senior graduating right now, high school is hard. You know, I was unavailable and unable to help Phoebe with high school work, probably at ninth grade. I was like, oh, can you call Taylor for help? That question at homework time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So those diplomas are hard won. But last night, you know, I was hanging out with Phoebe at the house, and we were just watching TV together and talking, and I was getting sleepy, Murph, and I was like, I'm about to go to bed, Phoebe, and I started to say to her what I've been saying to her for years on a weeknight. You need to go to sleep. You know how my thing is, one of my things from motherhood has always been.
Yeah, get good sleep.
I want them, yeah, wanted them to get as much sleep as possible so they could perform well and feel good. And that's been my number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped myself last night and realized it might be the last time I tell her that she needs to go to bed on time.
Did you cry?
No.
Oh.
I just went to bed. For me, I'm like, I'm going to bed. You know, it's just one of those things that it's been so important to me as a mother.
It's one of those lasts.
That they get the right amount of sleep, especially when they have school on the school night, is what I've always called it.
Yeah.
And she'll have school nights in her future, but I won't be around to tell her, you got a class in the morning at 8, you need to be ready for.
She would have gotten it if you just said, this is the last time I'm telling you this.
That would have been funny.
It was just a thought. It wasn't something I spoke to her.
Yeah. So I chalked that up. That's another one of those lasts. And it's weird. You don't even think about it until it's like right
you're
there in front of
it,
you. Yeah.
And you're doing it. So it's a thing for parents, too.
Yeah.
Class of 2023. You got to know your parents are going through some things, too.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, it's Cinco de Mayo. And I'm sorry to tell you that one of the most Googled things about it is, what does it mean? It means May the 5th. It is not Mexico's Independence Day.
No.
Mexico's Independence Day is not until September. It is the celebration of them winning a battle.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I think as a kid I figured out 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo.
You can brag, but okay. It's okay. But you don't know something until you know it. So no feeling bad about not knowing that. Just know it now.
Yeah.
And number two, tomorrow is the coronation of King Charles. Here's the order of events. The coach procession, where Camilla will actually be crowned queen.
Yeah.
The anointing ceremony happens next. A lot of music involved. Then the actual crowning, which is the key moment of the ceremony. And then, as with all big royal things, the balcony scene.
Oh, yeah.
They do that for the big finale for everything. And then there will be a military flyover for that.
And the big concert's Sunday.
That's right. You don't party till the next day. It's all very official tomorrow. Number three over here in the States, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in theaters.
I'm Star-Lord. I formed the Guardians.
As much as I loved when the first one came out, I think it's time to put this one to rest.
What? This is only Volume 3 and the music is great?
Oh, the music. Okay, the music is good. I'll give you that.
I didn't ask for that Eeyore review. Three things to know today.
Cinco de Menu, that's something that we do on Cinco de Mayo, or for Cinco de Mayo, I should say. Some fun recipes that you can use today or maybe over the weekend, including Sam's got I keep forgetting the name, but it's a Smash Burger Taco.
Right. The best of both worlds.
That's a new one for Cinco de Menu, and then we've got another easy queso dip, too. So that's perfect for me because it's three ingredients and you're good.
Those are at MurphySamAndJody.com. Enjoy. So it's the time of the year, guys, when everybody's planning about and thinking about summer vacations.
Mm.
You know, according to travel experts, you should have already booked by now. But, yeah. I mean, being honest, a lot of you, we don't know yet.
Sometimes you don't know what plans are. Like this year, Jody and I are dealing with, you've got a graduating senior and everybody's in different places. Or sometimes you don't even know what your budget's going to be.
You don't have the money or whatever.
Yeah.
So I will tell you what's going on in the summer vacation planning world. The White Lotus effect is real.
Hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, White Lotus is a show on HBO Max that every season is at a different place in the world, but at a White Lotus resort.
Yeah.
And those are based on like
Four Seasons
resorts. Yeah. But the White Lotus effect is real. The number of people looking for resorts in Hawaii and resorts in Italy, which was the second season, is skyrocketing right now. It's a real thing. And watching the show, you want to go to an all-inclusive. It makes you want to be at an all-inclusive resort.
So when you say the White Lotus effect, there have been a million different TV shows over the years or movies that have caused you want to go different places,
sure,
right? Two different places.
And this one's hot right now.
That one's hot right now. Exactly.
Do these end up, do you end up like Jennifer Coolidge and take these trips? I'm just curious.
See, I don't get that. I don't watch White Lotus, so for anybody that doesn't know.
Very unlucky, yes. Okay. Also, the most searched place in the United States for vacations right now, this year, 2023. You want to take a wild guess, boys?
Orlando, is that obvious?
Nope.
No. Oh.
Guess?
No idea. Montana.
Vegas, okay. Baby.
Ah.
Vegas! I love going to Vegas. I love it with the girls, too. Anyway, it's just the most searched for right now.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you've got a bunch of different things going on. There's always something going on. You've got the resorts. You've got the shows. People rent the cabanas and like to do that kind of thing for, you know, by the pool.
For me, that's a three-day thing, though. I can't do more than 3 days. Yeah. It's just so tiring in a different way than you've ever experienced before. And the other travel trend I want to throw out at you is because airfare is so expensive right now, rental cars are hot and rental cars are hard to find.
Oh.
So if you're going to, on a whim, think that you're going to rent something that fits the whole family, get ready ahead of time.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Your comments from our Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, what Jennifer, who is a teacher, has to say about ChatGPT.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Love hearing from you in all those places. Let's get some comments, shall we, guys?
Yeah.
Steven from our Facebook page says, regarding the Bass Reeves series, I was listening to the Monday podcast, and I've never watched anything in the Yellowstone genre. Steven, but I was excited to hear about the Bass Reeves spinoff, and that's one of the spinoffs they're working on. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an anthology series, like every season of the Bass Reeves series will be about a different lawman.
That one sounds really interesting.
I know. Okay, so yeah. Stephen goes on to write, a few months ago, my wife and I first learned of Bass Reeves when we watched one of the Kelsey Grammer documentaries on Fox.
What?
As it turns out, the Lone Ranger TV series in the 50s was based on the exploits of Bass Reeves.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I wouldn't have known that, but
it's interesting that he's going to go with something that's based on a real person.
I love that.
You know, as opposed to the Yellowstone.
Are you saying John Dutton's not a real person and Rip is not real? No. Don't rip my heart out with that. Anyway, Stephen, thank you for this. Thank you for this. Jennifer says, regarding our After the Show podcast this week about AI, I'd ask you guys, are you excited about it or more fearful of it? And, I mean, we all have pros and cons.
Yeah.
And there are pros and cons about it. Jennifer says, as an educator, AI irritates me. ChatGPT gives my students another way to cheat instead of thinking for themselves and actually makes more work for me since I have to check for it now.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some things in place, though.
There's probably going to be educators. A side industry that comes up for ChatGPT. Indicators.
On
app
teacher.
You can put it through and it's like, they're using it.
Well, and I would be willing to bet that Google Classroom is probably way ahead of that curve already since Google Classroom is used so prevalently in so many schools now.
Right. It's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Hey, maybe we should call it Cheat GPT.
That's probably what all the teachers do call it.
Already.
Thank you. We love hearing from you.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
It's no offense to anybody in the game, but we needed Drew Barrymore to host a daytime TV show, and it is fabulous.
Oh. This is me living vicariously through romance and men appreciating women and all of it. Okay, by
I haven't
the way,
seen
I'm
the show yet.
Oh my gosh, I watch clips of it every day, and we just needed her. Her energy is fabulous, and everybody wants to be on her show. So anyway, the reason I bring it up, she had a gig this weekend that she has backed out of, and that was she was going to host the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Yeah.
And she pulled out in solidarity with the striking movie and TV writers.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're even having the awards.
I know.
Because somebody has to write those lines.
Well, actually, the show is going to go on without a host or a script. It's going to be weird.
Oh, Lord.
Weird and robotic. But her statement was, I've listened to the writers, and in order to truly respect them, I will pivot from hosting in solidarity with the strike.
Mm.
And she says, everything that we're celebrating and honoring is born out of their creation.
Wow.
That's why she should be hosting, and it's a very entertaining
script and a bunch of musicians. What could go wrong?
Well, it'll be this weekend, by the way, if you do want to check it out on Sunday on MTV.
Got a little Cinco de Mayo help for you today for not making a Cinco de Mayo mistake. And this is actually, I'm so glad that I saw this because our daughter Taylor experienced this a few weeks ago. She wanted to make homemade queso.
That's right.
And I love the way that she experiments with cooking. She's really.
She's a foodie. Really,
she's big time a foodie. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. With like truffle oil and stuff like that.
Does she pick up any ideas? Does she still work at a catering place?
She sure does.
Does she pick up any ideas there?
Yes, she does. Ooh. She called us one night ecstatic. I thought she was going to tell us that she got a scholarship, and she called us to tell us that she figured out how to do a balsamic reduction. And I was like, okay.
You can come do that at the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Anyway, back to the queso.
But anybody who's going to make, if you decided that today's the day you don't want to just pull it out of a jar or a can or something, and you want to make it yourself, there's one common mistake that most people make with queso, and it makes perfect sense to me.
You never make enough?
That's probably the leading one. It's that you should use block cheese. Don't ever try to make it with shredded cheese. Because the same thing that keeps shredded cheese separated in the bag also keeps it separated in the pan when you're melting it. Right, exactly. And so it becomes extremely clumpy. And I guess the cheese that Taylor was using was the, why can't I think of the name of it, Jody? Tell me the name of that cheese.
Right.
What?
Cojito?
Cojito cheese. Yeah, Cojito cheese.
Okay.
I had some of that in the first, she was at our house experimenting with this, and I had some very finely shredded that we were putting on top of tacos.
That's the stuff that goes on Mexican street corn.
Yes, it's right. It's so good. But I didn't buy a block of it. I bought it shredded in fine little granules.
Yeah.
And
it would not, come together because,
really?
Yeah, because of that.
Little
the chemical separation that's used in that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Some sort of potato starch is often used on cheese like that.
Right. Not a bad chemical. I don't mean to make it sound that way, but yes, you're right.
So nobody sprayed it.
Start with the block of cheese, and you can always, whole milk, they say, is better than other milks to actually cause it to separate and make it creamy, for what it's worth. And, of course, you can get our Cinco de Menu recipes. We've got them all up, including some new ones at murphysamandjody.com.